spacious, warm. No, it's a very fine facility, and I'm sure we'll put it to good use. Obviously, good timing with us having it available this week.
Key to be number one in rush defense?
I mean, at the halfway point, but we know we've got a good group, and you know they're working on the fundamentals that it takes to be good. You know, stuffing blocks and shedding blocks and swarming the ball and tackling and all the things that, you know, fundamentally you have to do well to have a chance, and playing fast, playing together. It's been good for the first part of the year. We're going to have to, you know, build on that as we go.
How much to say that, you know, like, it seems like a lot of times pass rushers don't care too much, maybe even take a play off against the run. But Ware and Miller seem to make a lot of plays against the run. Is that fair to say?
They're doing their part. You know, we ask everybody to buy into the mentality. And of course, I think there's proof that, you know, you get people into longer yardage situations where they've got to throw if you're doing your job and being accountable to others in the run front.
How much has cohesion helped as far as pre-snap communication and run defense with, you know, maybe guys being able to make a hand signal to each other so they know what to do?
Well, we work hard at it every day. You know, we've had a couple different backers in there, so we've worked through the transition there. But we've worked hard to bring them up to speed. You know, we work hard to get our backups ready anyway, and that part of it has been beneficial. But it comes down to a commitment. You know, we've got, like I said, we've got a good group. They work hard. They're willing to do some of the dirty work or the behind the scenes work that is required to be good. And you know, some of those things fundamentally, pad level and shed, being able to shed blocks and block protect and show up for each other and be accountable to each other. Those are some of the key elements for us.
Bradley Roeder with that big pick last week. Have you seen, you know, kind of a gradual improvement from the rookie, or has there been at any point a jump when he kind of got it, so to speak?
No, I think it's been gradual, and I think it will continue. I think he's, you know, he's been, you know, very solid in terms of coming in and working hard. You know, there's so much to learn at that position. You know, it's such a challenging position, in particular with the way that things are called nowadays, what you can and cannot do going from the college game to our game. I think he's done a nice job working hard and fitting into the secondary and, you know, playing a variety of roles for us. You know, he played inside, played outside, made some big stops throughout the year, and there's some things he's got to get better at that he will get better at. So it's been a good start for him for the first half of the year.
Did Steven Johnson do first start?
Stevie did just fine. Yeah, Stevie's a dependable guy, a tough guy, smart guy, and he understood his role and did a nice job with it. You know, I think he got about 20 snaps in the game and did a nice job for us.
Going into this year, you could have guessed what you could get out of Tlaib and Harris, but going back to Roby, what did you expect when you drafted him, and has he exceeded those expectations?
Well, he's off to a good start. There's no denying that. I think he, you know, one of the first things I did with him is talk about the talent of that room and the fact that he would have to work a certain way to have a chance. And I didn't want him to be frustrated come this time of year if he wasn't playing. You know, we've got a fourth corner in Kayvon Webster. It's a really good football player. So, and that's not to discount, you know, any of the other guys. But, you know, we've got a good group. We've got depth there. And he had to work hard in order to have a chance to even be considered in the rotation. And, you know, he's done a nice job and kind of earned his way. And, you know, like I said, we've still got a long way to go and a lot of improving to do yet. But I like the way he started the year.
You're
talking about Malik?
Malik, yeah.
Well, I just think he's really grown in our system and what we ask him to do fundamentally. He's matured with his body and the work he's done in the weight room and the strengthening and conditioning. Mentally, he's grown up a little bit in terms of being more consistent in what he does and how he applies himself. And he's just it's what you want to do with your younger players. You want to develop them, and that's what he's done. He's developed like Bradley. I mean, Malik's, you know, still got things he needs to work on. And I don't know that you ever stop seeking to improve, but certainly with the younger players that you're getting time with, you know, you're able to develop them and teach them some of the basic things that are going to help them play at a high level.